Hello, everyone. Today, I'm going to tell you an incredible story. It's about a man who started from nothing, faced rejection and failure, but still managed to change the entire world. His name? Steve Jobs. If you've ever used an iPhone, a MacBook, or even just admired how beautifully designed a product can be, then you've already experienced his legacy. But Steve Jobs wasn't born into success. He wasn't handed anything on a silver plate. His life was full of ups and downs, triumphs and heartbreaks, yet he never gave up. This story is more than just a biography. It's a lesson in resilience, creativity, and never-ending hope. By the end of this, you'll feel inspired to chase your dreams, no matter how big or impossible they seem. So, let's dive into the story of Steve Jobs, the man who proved that crazy ideas can change the world. Steve Jobs was born on February 24, 1955, in San Francisco, California. But from the very start, his life was full of challenges. His biological parents, Joanne Schiebel and Abdul Fattah Jandali, were young and not ready to raise a child. They decided to give him up for adoption. Imagine this. Steve didn't even get to grow up with his birth parents. He didn't know who they were or why they gave him away. Yet, this difficult beginning didn't stop him from becoming one of the most influential people in history. Steve was adopted by Paul and Clara Jobs, a humble couple who lived in Mountain View, California. Paul was a mechanic who loved working with tools, and Clara was an accountant. They weren't rich, but they gave Steve a home filled with love and care. From a young age, Steve was different. He wasn't like the other kids in his neighborhood. While other kids were busy playing outside, Steve was busy asking questions. How does this machine work? Why does this toy move like that? What would happen if I took this apart? Steve's father, Paul, noticed this curiosity and decided to teach him how to build things. Together, they spent hours in their garage, fixing cars, radios, and even small gadgets. Paul told Steve something that stuck with him forever. If you're going to build something, make sure it's the best it can be. Pay attention to every detail. This advice became the foundation of Steve's future success. Steve was smart, no doubt about it, but he wasn't a perfect student. In fact, he was quite the opposite. He was bored in school because he found the lessons too easy. One teacher said, "Steve was so smart that regular school couldn't keep up with him. He needed something more challenging." But Steve wasn't just smart, he was also mischievous. He loved playing pranks on his teachers and classmates. Once, he even set off a small explosive prank at school. While most kids his age were just trying to pass their exams, Steve was already thinking outside the box. At the age of 10, Steve's family moved to Los Altos, California, which was a very special place. It was the heart of Silicon Valley, a place where technology was booming. One day, Steve saw a computer for the first time. It wasn't like the laptops or desktops we use today. This computer was massive, almost the size of a room. But Steve was fascinated. He thought to himself, "This machine can solve problems. What else can it do?" That moment sparked a fire in Steve's heart. He wanted to learn everything about computers and technology. As Steve grew older, his curiosity turned into passion. In high school, he met a man who would change his life, Steve Wozniak. Steve Wozniak, or Woz, was a genius when it came to electronics. He could build amazing gadgets from scratch. The two Steves quickly became best friends, bonding over their love for technology. One of their first inventions together was a device called the Blue Box, which allowed people to make free long-distance phone calls. It was illegal, but it showed how creative and bold they were. Steve later said, "Without the Blue Box, there would be no Apple." After high school, Steve attended Reed College in Oregon. But here's the surprising part. He dropped out after just 6 months. Why? Steve realized that college wasn't teaching him what he wanted to learn. He didn't want to waste his parents' money, so he made the bold decision to leave. But instead of giving up on learning, Steve started attending classes that interested him. One of those classes was calligraphy. At the time, it seemed useless. Why would a future tech genius care about fonts and handwriting? But years later, when Steve was designing the first Macintosh computer, that calligraphy class helped him create the beautiful fonts we use on computers today. This teaches us an important lesson. Never stop learning. You never know when something seemingly small will become useful in the future. In 1974, Steve went on a journey to India. He was searching for something deeper, something beyond money or success. In India, Steve learned about spirituality and the importance of focus. He learned how to think deeply, how to stay calm under pressure, and how to keep his mind sharp. When he returned to the United States, Steve wasn't just a young man anymore. He was a man with a vision. He wanted to create something that would change the world. At the age of 21, Steve and Steve Wozniak started their first company. But they didn't have a fancy office or a big budget. They worked out of a small garage in Steve's parents' house. They named the company Apple. Why Apple? Because Steve loved the simplicity and freshness of the fruit. He wanted his company to feel the same way, simple, fresh, and creative. Their first product was the Apple One, a small computer that they built with their own hands. It wasn't perfect, but it was the beginning of something extraordinary. Steve Jobs' early life teaches us that success doesn't come from being perfect or following all the rules. It comes from passion, hard work, and never giving up. Steve believed in himself, even when others didn't. He didn't let rejection or failure stop him. Steve and Wozniak worked tirelessly on their first product, the Apple One. It wasn't just a machine. It was a vision of what technology could do for people. They started selling the Apple One to small computer shops and enthusiasts. It wasn't a huge success, but it earned them enough money to think bigger. Steve wasn't satisfied. He believed that the future wasn't just for tech experts. It was for everyone. His dream was to create a computer so simple and beautiful that anyone, even a child, could use it. This led to the creation of their next product, the Apple II. The Apple II was revolutionary. It was one of the first personal computers that came with color graphics and was ready to use straight out of the box. It became a massive success, making Apple a multi-million-dollar company almost overnight. Steve, at just 23 years old, became a millionaire. But Steve wasn't excited about the money. What truly drove him was his dream to change the world. Steve was not an easy person to work with. He demanded excellence in everything. If something wasn't perfect, he'd push his team to start over. People said he was difficult, but Steve believed in one thing. If you want to create something truly great, you can't settle for good enough. For Steve, every small detail mattered, whether it was the design of a computer or the way the company logo looked. He wanted it to be perfect. He once said, "When you look at a product, you shouldn't just see how it works. You should feel it. It should inspire you." This obsession with quality made Apple products stand out. By the early 1980s, Steve had a new vision. He wanted to create a computer that wasn't just functional, but also beautiful, friendly, and easy to use. This dream became the Macintosh, or Mac. The Macintosh wasn't just a product, it was an experience. It introduced things we take for granted today, like the mouse and the graphical user interface, the idea of clicking icons instead of typing commands. Steve believed that technology should be human-centered. He said, "Computers are not about technology. They are about helping people unlock their creativity." The Macintosh launched in 1984, and Steve made sure it had a dramatic introduction. He hired a famous director to create an ad called 1984, which aired during the Super Bowl. It showed Apple as a company that would break all barriers and free people from boring traditional technology. But success wasn't always smooth. Despite his brilliance, Steve's personality created conflicts. Many people in Apple thought he was too demanding, too stubborn, and too controlling. In 1985, a power struggle erupted between Steve and Apple's board of directors. Shockingly, they decided to remove him from the company he had created. Imagine that, being fired from your own company. For Steve, this was devastating. He felt betrayed, humiliated, and lost. He later said, "Getting fired from Apple was the best thing that ever happened to me. It freed me to think creatively again." Instead of giving up, Steve used this setback as a chance to start over. He founded a new company called Next, which focused on creating advanced computers for education and businesses. Around the same time, Steve bought a small animation studio called Pixar. At first, Pixar struggled, but Steve believed in its potential. He worked with a team of talented artists and technicians who shared his vision. In 1995, Pixar released its first movie, Toy Story. It was the world's first fully computer animated film, and it became an instant classic. While Steve was building Next and Pixar, Apple was struggling. Without Steve's vision and leadership, the company had started to fail. By the mid-1990s, Apple was on the brink of bankruptcy. In 1997, Apple made a bold decision. They invited Steve Jobs back to the company. This was his moment of redemption. When Steve returned, he found Apple in chaos. Products weren't selling, the company was losing money, and people had lost faith. But Steve wasn't scared. He had a plan. One of his first decisions was to simplify everything. He canceled unnecessary projects and focused on just a few products that could truly make a difference. In 1998, Steve introduced the iMac, a computer that was unlike anything people had ever seen. It was colorful, simple, and fun. But it wasn't just about looks. It was also fast and powerful. The iMac became a huge success, putting Apple back on the map. It showed the world that Apple was no longer a failing company. Steve was back, and so was his magic. He made Apple focus on simplicity. Instead of creating dozens of products, he asked, "Why don't we just focus on four?" He simplified everything: fewer products, fewer designs, and clearer goals. And then Steve did something surprising. He partnered with Apple's biggest rival, Microsoft. Many people hated this idea, but Steve said, "If we want to survive, we need to be practical." The deal brought Apple much-needed cash and made people believe in the company again. By the late 1990s, Steve was ready to revolutionize Apple. His vision was simple: create products that are beautiful, powerful, and easy to use. In 2001, Apple launched the iPod, a tiny device that could hold 1,000 songs in your pocket. This was a game changer. Before the iPod, people carried CDs or tapes, which were bulky and inconvenient. But with the iPod, music became portable and personal. Steve didn't just sell a gadget, he sold an idea. He said, "With the iPod, you can carry your entire music library everywhere you go." The iPod wasn't just about technology. It was about freedom, creativity, and joy. It became a cultural phenomenon, and millions of people fell in love with it. Steve was a unique leader. He didn't manage Apple like a regular CEO. He treated the company like an artist creating a masterpiece. He paid attention to every detail, colors, fonts, packaging, even the way products felt in your hands. He believed that design and functionality should work together seamlessly. Steve once said, "Design is not just what it looks like and feels like. Design is how it works." But Steve could also be tough. He demanded excellence from his team. Sometimes he was blunt and impatient. People who worked for him said he was intense, but they also admitted that his passion pushed them to achieve the impossible. In 2007, Steve introduced the product that would change the world forever, the iPhone. The iPhone wasn't just a phone, it was a camera, a music player, and a computer all in one device. Before the iPhone, phones were clunky and hard to use. Steve wanted to create something so simple and intuitive that anyone could use it. He once said, "The iPhone is a product of simplicity. It's the best phone, the best music player, and the best internet communicator. We are putting all of this in your pocket." The iPhone was an instant success. People loved its sleek design, its touch screen, and the way it made their lives easier. It wasn't just a product. It became a part of people's everyday lives. Steve didn't just create products. He created a new way of thinking. He believed that technology should empower people to do more, to dream bigger, and to express themselves. He once explained, "Technology is at its best when it becomes invisible. When you don't even think about the device you're using, that's when magic happens." Steve's philosophy wasn't just about selling gadgets. It was about inspiring people to achieve their potential. In 2008, Steve launched the App Store, an online marketplace where people could download apps for their iPhones. This idea changed how people used technology. Before the App Store, phones were limited to basic functions like calling and texting. But with apps, people could play games, learn new skills, connect with others worldwide. The App Store created opportunities for millions of developers and entrepreneurs. Steve didn't just build a product, he built an ecosystem that allowed creativity to thrive. While Steve was changing the world, he was also fighting a personal battle. In 2003, he was diagnosed with a rare form of pancreatic cancer. At first, Steve didn't take the conventional route. He tried alternative treatments, believing he could heal naturally. But as time passed, his health worsened. Eventually, he had surgery and returned to work. Even during his illness, Steve never stopped innovating. He said, "I want to put a dent in the universe before I go." His determination and work ethic inspired everyone around him. Despite his challenges, he continued to lead Apple with the same passion and energy. In 2010, Steve introduced the iPad, a device that was bigger than a phone but smaller than a laptop. People were skeptical at first. They asked, "Why do we need this?" But Steve believed the iPad could create a new category of devices. It was perfect for reading, watching movies, and browsing the internet. He said, "The iPad is the most advanced technology, but it feels so natural and simple to use. It's magical." Once again, Steve proved the critics wrong. The iPad became a massive success, showing the world that innovation has no limits. By 2010, Steve Jobs had become more than just a CEO. He was a global icon, a symbol of innovation and determination. However, behind the scenes, his health was deteriorating. The battle with pancreatic cancer that had begun years earlier was catching up to him. Despite his illness, Steve refused to slow down. He often said, "You only get one life. Make it count." Every day, he pushed himself to do his best work. He believed in living with purpose, no matter how much time he had left. Under Steve's leadership, Apple had reached new heights. By 2011, it became one of the most valuable companies in the world. Millions of people owned iPhones, iPads, and Mac computers. Apple wasn't just a company anymore. It was a lifestyle. Steve's vision went beyond creating products. He wanted to build an ecosystem where everything worked together seamlessly. For example, you could take a picture on your iPhone and see it on your Mac instantly. You could start an email on your iPad and finish it on your laptop. He believed technology should make life easier, not more complicated. This idea became the foundation of Apple's success. While Steve was busy transforming the world, he also cherished his family. He was married to Laureen Powell Jobs, a strong and intelligent woman who supported him through all his challenges. Together, they had three children, Reed, Aaron, and Eve. Steve also had a daughter, Lisa, from a previous relationship. He wasn't always the perfect father, especially in his early years, but over time, he worked hard to build a stronger relationship with his kids. Steve often told his children, "Don't settle for anything less than what you love. Follow your passions, and the rest will fall into place." Despite his demanding schedule, he made time for family dinners and simple moments. He loved walking in the garden with Laureen, discussing ideas and reflecting on life. Even as Steve's health worsened, he kept thinking about the future. He wasn't just focused on the next product, he was focused on the next generation. Steve wanted Apple to remain innovative, even after he was gone. He worked closely with his team, sharing his ideas and mentoring them. One of his most famous quotes was, "Innovation is saying no to 1,000 things." This meant focusing only on what truly mattered and ignoring distractions. In 2011, Apple introduced Siri, a virtual assistant that could understand and respond to spoken commands. Siri was another example of Steve's vision for the future. Technology that felt natural and intuitive. Steve wanted technology to feel like an extension of the human mind. Siri was just the beginning of a new era of artificial intelligence, showing how far Apple could go. In August 2011, Steve made a difficult decision. He stepped down as Apple's CEO, knowing his health would no longer allow him to lead the company. He wrote a heartfelt letter to the Apple board and employees saying, "I have always said that if there ever came a day when I could no longer meet my duties and expectations as Apple's CEO, I would be the first to let you know. Unfortunately, that day has come." Steve chose Tim Cook, his trusted colleague, as his successor. He believed Tim shared his values and vision for the company. Although Steve stepped down, he remained closely involved with Apple's projects. He spent his remaining days ensuring that Apple would continue to thrive. In his final months, Steve spent more time with his family. He often talked about the meaning of life and the importance of leaving a legacy. He said, "Being the richest man in the cemetery doesn't matter to me. What matters is that I've done something wonderful for the world." Steve loved to sit in his garden, surrounded by nature. He found peace in the simple things, watching the sunrise, listening to music, and holding hands with Laureen. On October 5th, 2011, Steve Jobs passed away at the age of 56. His death was a global loss, and millions of people mourned him. In 2005, Steve Jobs delivered a commencement speech at Stanford University that became one of the most iconic speeches in history. His message wasn't just for the graduates, it was for anyone striving to find purpose and meaning in life. He started by saying, "Today, I want to tell you three stories from my life. That's it. No big deal. Just three stories." Each story revealed a powerful lesson he had learned during his journey. The first story, Connecting the Dots. Steve shared how he dropped out of college because he didn't see its value, but stayed around to attend classes that interested him, like calligraphy. At the time, it seemed meaningless. But years later, the skills he learned in that calligraphy class helped him design the beautiful fonts for the Macintosh computer, which revolutionized how people used computers. He said, "You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backward. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future." This lesson teaches us that every experience, no matter how small or uncertain, can lead to something bigger. The second story, Love and Loss. Steve spoke about being fired from Apple, the company he had started. He called it one of the most devastating experiences of his life, but also one of the most freeing. He said, "Sometimes life hits you in the head with a brick. Don't lose faith. I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did." This story reminds us to keep moving forward, even when life doesn't go as planned. The third story, Death. Steve's final story was about facing his mortality. He shared how being diagnosed with cancer changed the way he looked at life. It reminded him that time is precious and shouldn't be wasted on things that don't matter. He said, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become." This was his most powerful message. Live authentically, with purpose and passion. After his passing in 2011, Steve Jobs' influence didn't fade. It grew even stronger. Apple continued to innovate, releasing products like the Apple Watch and AirPods, and pushing boundaries with technology. But Steve's legacy isn't just about technology. It's about the way he made people think. He taught us to, 1, challenge the status quo. Steve always believed in questioning the ordinary and striving for the extraordinary. 2, focus on quality. He once said, "Be a yardstick of quality. Some people aren't used to an environment where excellence is expected." He pushed himself and his team to deliver their best work every time. 3. Stay hungry, stay foolish. These words, which he borrowed from a magazine he loved, became his life motto. They remind us to keep learning, dreaming, and taking risks. Steve Jobs didn't just create products. He created tools that changed how people live, work, and communicate. Think about it. The iPhone made the world more connected than ever before. The Mac gave artists, writers, and creators a platform to express themselves. The iPad transformed education, making learning more interactive and accessible. Steve's ideas reached every corner of the globe. Millions of people now use technology not just for work, but to tell their stories, explore their creativity, and chase their dreams. Steve's life was filled with ups and downs, but he always found a way to turn challenges into opportunities. Here are some of the most important lessons his journey teaches us. 1. Believe in yourself. Even when people doubted him, Steve trusted his vision. He showed us that self-belief is the foundation of success. 2. Think. Big Steve didn't just want to create products, he wanted to change the world. He believed in setting ambitious goals and working tirelessly to achieve them. 3. Never stop learning. Steve was always curious and eager to learn new things. He showed us that growth comes from being open to new ideas and experiences. 4. Follow your passion. Steve's greatest successes came from doing what he loved. He proved that when you follow your passion, work becomes more meaningful. Steve Jobs once said, "The people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do." And he was right. Steve Jobs' life was proof that one person, armed with passion, vision, and determination, can make a lasting impact on the world. His story isn't just about success. It's about resilience, creativity, and the power of believing in yourself. No matter where you are in life, Steve's journey reminds us that it's never too late to dream big and make a difference. So, let's take inspiration from Steve Jobs' extraordinary life and remember, our time is limited, but our potential is infinite.